Connecticut's child advocate, Sarah Egan, is working on her office's annual report on child deaths in the state.
I noticed what I thought was a disturbing trend of the number of untimely deaths of infants and toddlers. Some who are involved with DCF and many who are not.
Egan says 60 children died in Connecticut in 2013, and 11 of them were somehow involved with the DCF. Most of those 11 were infants and toddlers. Egan says her report, which should be completed in the next several weeks, will closely examine how effective the state's safety net is for children. In a preliminary document released last week, she recommended a public hearing on the subject. That idea has been taken up by Republican State Senator Art Linares, who's a ranking member on the legislature's Children's Committee.
I think we can strengthen the child protection process. I think we can better protect children and ultimately bring the amount of children that have died under DCF down to zero.
Linares has written to the committee's co-chairs asking for a bipartisan hearing. If they don't agree, he plans to host his own hearing. In a written statement, DCF Commissioner Joette Katz says the agency conducts its own investigation into deaths of children in its care and runs educational campaigns to help prevent accidental deaths. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.